This is Avis Berman interviewing Nina Von Eckert for the Archives of American Art Oral History Program on July 31st, 2012, in her house in West New York, New Jersey. I start the same way with everyone. Would you please state your full name and date of birth?
My name is Nina Von Eckert, and my date of birth is December 6, 1940.
Okay. Nina Von Eckert is the name that you have now, but perhaps we should go into a little bit about your background and maybe the name you started with, which is a bit different.
Well, there are many names, unfortunately. The name that I was using when I was working at Castelli Gallery was Nina Sutherland. I was born Belinda French. And my father died when I was just 2 years old, and my mother remarried shortly to a gentleman named Hugh Sutherland.
So your biological parents were, who were?
My biological parents were Mary Knox Collins, mm-hmm. who married Robert James French. Mm-hmm. He was the sports editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer, mm-hmm. and he died of spinal meningitis on February 1, 1943. I had just become 2 years old. And my mother had been in love with a guy named Hugh Sutherland, who was also a newspaper man. My father was on the Inquirer. Hugh Sutherland was with the Record. But at that point, in 1943, Daddy was in the Army. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, I called my father Daddy Bob, and mm-hmm. I called Daddy Daddy, because we became, you know, they were married about 6 months after my father died.
Oh, so she was having an affair with him?
Never had an affair. She just had been in love with him, and then he said, no entangling alliances, and she said, you know, fungu. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in those days, women were quite interesting, and she didn't hang around, and then my father had been in love with mm-hmm. her, and he proposed, she married him. I said, I used to say to her, well, you had to marry Daddy Bob to have me, and mm-hmm. of course, that the implication of that was she was pregnant when they got married, which of course was not that, but, oh, no. We didn't do that in those days, which of course.
So I see. So by now, Mr. Sutherland decided he would, he would have it in the
somebody
lines.
Telegraphed him, I know, he was in officer's training in Texas. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent him a telegram and said, Mary French is a widow or something. And he started writing her whatever. And he was a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. He subsequently, we ended up going to Paris in 1949 with the Marshall Plan, and which was one of the greatest things the United States ever did. And then the Marshall Plan, after a couple of years, became USIA in Paris. And then subsequently, we were in Lisbon and in Brussels.
So your father remained with USIA?
Or? Yeah, Daddy remained with USIA mm-hmm. until he retired. And we traveled, we lived in Paris and Lisbon and Brussels. And then Daddy, Brussels was basically when I was in college. I went to Bryn Mawr, kicking and screaming. I was told, my mother took me to Bryn Mawr the summer we were on home leave. I was 16, and I was interviewed by the Dean of Admissions, and she said, well, obviously, since you've entirely educated in French, you won't be able to pass, American College boards, but if you pass the baccalaureat, we will accept you at Bryn Mawr. And I just thought, no problem, I'll never pass the baccalaureat, because the French don't believe anybody is going to pass the baccalaureat, and you spend the last 3 years of your schooling absolutely knowing for sure that you will never pass the baccalaureat. So I thought, no problem, I'll get to go to art school. And then I passed the baccalaureat and ended up going to Bryn Mawr, and every year I'd go home. My parents were then in Brussels. I would go home every summer, vowing never to go back to Bryn Mawr, but, you know, you're 17, 18 years old.
Okay, so you actually went to college, what, at 17?
Or? Well, I was not quite 18 when mm-hmm. I went to college. Yeah.
And did they speak English at home? Did you speak English?
Oh, no, we spoke English. I was mm-hmm. bilingual. Mm-hmm. When we moved to Paris, I only spoke English. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful friend named Jacques Masson-Forestier, who was unemployed at the time. A young Frenchman whose father had been a general, mm-hmm. and his mother was one of the